I take it that the permanent site for supervised consumption has been chosen in Timmins.
So there's been a site proposed, which is 21 Cedar Street North here in Timmins, to have a consumption treatment services are site.
That's the same address as the temporary one.
It is the same address, but to your point is what is currently in place with Safe Health Site Timmins and the urgent public health need site is it's temporary. What we're looking at in terms of a supervised consumption site is permanent. And so what that requires is an exemption from Health Canada and some approvals from the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care from the Ontario, from the province of Ontario.
Okay, how will it be different than the temporary site?
Well, I mean, the first obvious difference is that it's permanent. The second difference is currently Timmins District Hospitals are the operators, and in the future for the permanent site, CMHA Cochrane Temiskaming would be the operators. But also, that being said, I want to say this is really a community initiative. This really is a collaboration between organizations from the public health to the city of Timmins to TDH. And so there are many things that need to go around in terms of bringing this project to where it is right now and where it's going to be in the future.
Okay, I want to make it clear, this is only a proposal at the moment?
There is an application process. So one is we need to identify a physical location, which we have now done. We are going to provide information sessions to the public, community partners. We will be looking for an endorsement from the City of Timmins, and we will be concluding the application, hopefully submitting it in early 2023, hopefully by the end of January.
And when do you hope to open or to for everything, the permanent location and for CMHA to take over as the operator?
That's a good question. Realistically, what we want is that there is no gap between the temporary site and the permanent site. It's a service that we know is important in our community. It saved lives. It supported the connection of individuals who use substances to community addiction services. It supported the connection to inpatient residential services, to acute care services. So we don't want to see a gap. So realistically, we're working as hard as we can, as quickly as we can, to make sure that we mitigate the risk of that happening.
Let's talk about the information session. It's coming up in a couple of weeks.
December 14th, there'll be one in the afternoon and one in the evening. And I believe there's a capacity to submit some questions ahead of time so that we may be able to speak to those at that time. Information regarding the public information systems sessions can be accessed through the Public Health Unit website, I believe, and the instructions will be there.
Will this be an in-person session or online? Virtual.
This is virtual, so people from across the district can connect and participate.
Why CMHA? Why will you be operating it?
Again, that's a great question. So the first part is, yes, we'd be operators, but it is a community initiative. But two, there are a couple of critical factors that go into this. One is it's a supervised consumption site. So it's a harm reduction approach. And really, it's looking at reducing the harms that are associated with using drugs. But there's a component as well to link towards addiction services. And one of the things that is possible as us as operators is facilitating that linkage to services. And we're hopeful that we'll be able to do that effectively.
Okay, because I don't want to oversimplify things, but drug addiction and mental health go together in that one might cause the other, and it could go either way. It could be the drug addiction causing the mental health problems or the mental health problems causing the addiction. Am I right?
There are, Yes, there are often what we'd call comorbidities that occur. Yes.
Okay.
And so that's the point is as a harm reduction, the goal is to reduce the harm, but we want pathways that are easily accessible to services. And we've already seen with the temporary site that that's actually taken place where we've been able to connect. And I say we, the Safe Health site tenants have been able to connect people to services in the community, inpatient, in hospital.
Good. Is there anything you want to add right now?
Just encourage people that if you have the opportunity to tune in on those public information sessions on December 14th, please do so and ask your questions.